Unit 8, Recording 2.
A few days before the Great Exhibition in Paris was due to start, two English ladies, Clara Redwood and her 20-year-old daughter Eleanor, arrived in the city on their way back to London from India, where they were escaping the latest outbreak of the plague. Neither woman could speak much French, and it was very difficult to find a hotel room, but after searching for some time, they eventually managed to book the last two rooms available at one of the most famous hotels in Paris. After arriving at the hotel, both women signed the register and were shown up to their rooms. The mother was given room 342, a particularly luxurious room decorated with beautiful red velvet curtains. Almost immediately, however, the mother fell ill and they had to call the hotel doctor. He examined Mrs. Redwood carefully, then called the hotel manager and spoke urgently to him in French. Eleanor didn't understand what they were saying, but after a few minutes, the doctor explained in English that he couldn't leave Mrs. Redwood because she was too ill. So he gave Eleanor a prescription and asked her to go and fetch the medicine her mother needed, which was available only at his surgery on the other side of Paris. The doctor lent Eleanor his own carriage to travel in, but the journey was frustratingly slow, and it was 4 hours before Eleanor finally returned with the medicine. She rushed into the hotel foyer and asked the manager anxiously how her mother was. The manager stared at her blankly.
"What are you talking about, madame?"
he asked.
"I know nothing of your mother. You arrived here alone."
The hotel doctor also denied ever meeting her mother, and when Eleanor insisted on seeing the hotel register, only the young woman's signature was there. Eleanor managed to persuade them to take her back to room 342, but her mother had vanished and the room was empty. Even more mysteriously, the decorations appeared to have been completely replaced, and the beautiful red velvet curtains had disappeared. The distraught girl rushed to the British Embassy to tell her story, but officials refused to believe her. Eleanor became ever more frantic with worry, and when she returned to Britain, she was declared insane and put in a mental hospital. However, the girl continued to insist that her story was true, and doctors never found any other evidence that she was mentally ill. Eventually, she was released, but her mother's body was never found.